Welcome to the Midday. Well, it's just such an exciting Wednesday, isn't it?
It really is. We have two guests in the studio, violinist Anthea Creston and cellist Jason Duckles. They are two of the three members of the Amelia Piano Trio, and they will be performing this Friday night at the Green Lake Festival of Music at the Thrasher Opera House. And so we'll be talking with them about their music and their performance and so forth. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
May it always be so. We have been celebrating Haydn this year, haven't we? So you've been celebrating in a big way by playing lots of Haydn.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of piano trios.
Oh, I don't even know how many. Are there 42?
Oh, there's more than that.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I should know that.
We're even playing some of his Haydn songs with piano trio and baritone later on in Burlington, Vermont.
Of which there are about 150.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had, I wouldn't say a lot of time on his hands, but he had a lot of music that he had to make over those years.
It's the 200th anniversary of his death this year, right?
That's right.
Will Haydn be on the program this Friday?
Yes, it is. We'll be playing two Haydn trios on the first half. One which is perhaps his most famous, it's subtitled The Gypsy, and another one that's new for us. It's an adorable piece that our pianist Rieko picked out in A-flat, and absolutely charming.
All right. Well, actually, you have brought one. Which one? You brought number 17. What can you tell us about?
27. This is one that we're going to be playing.
Who's counting?
Yeah. We're not going to be playing this one in Green Lake, but it's one that we've recorded, and it's, of course, like all of them. They're just wondrous pieces.
Full of fun, too, I'll bet.
Yes.
All right. Here's a bit of number 27 of the Haydn Piano Trios with the Amelia Trio performing. Haydn Sparkle.
It was number 27 of the many piano trios he wrote, performed by the Amelia Piano Trio with a really tight sense of ensemble. Boy, you must put in some time.
Oh, yes, that's the truth.
Well, that's the fun part about being in a full-time trio or full-time ensemble, is that you really do have the time to dedicate to, really delving into each other's thoughts and ideas about the music. And then at the same time, what we also really enjoy is the summer season, where we often split off and do chamber music festivals without each other. And then we come back after the summer season and we're inspiring to each other, and we've learned new music, and then, you know, we may have learned a new trio, and then we introduce each other to a new work. So
how do you decide to name a trio? You know, you've been around for a while now. How do you come up with a name?
You know, that's a good question. You know, when you're right out of school and you're forming a trio in you're about to play your first concert, and you're expected to have a name, and you have to come up with one quickly. And in our case, we had to come up with a name in a couple days, and so we wrote down a bunch of options. Mine were all vetoed. Still a little bitter about that, but Anthea at the time had a guinea pig named Amelia, and her name ended up on the list of options.
Well, that's a very mellifluous name.
Yeah, Amelia. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not so common. Well, it's probably a name that's coming back, but it's not such a common name. It was on the list of options, and it won. It won. So our trio is named after Anthea's guinea pig.
Which we thought was better than your idea, which was Douglas Fir.
I'm from the Northwest. I thought Douglas Fir was a fantastic name.
Yeah, I think I'd have to vote with the majority on that one. I mean, you're unique. You're the only piano trio named after a guinea pig. Only one in the world. You heard it here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
And Theo, you mentioned during the break that you've recently written an article for Strings Magazine, is it? What's the topic of that?
It kind of comes from what I was talking about a moment ago. Rieko had played the Chopin Piano Trio at a summer festival, and it's not a really well-known trio. And we did some research. We decided to read it and put it into our repertoire this past year. And I came across some old letters of his 2 years after he'd finished the trio, in which he says that he wished he had written it for viola instead of violin for a couple of reasons. One was that it was written quite low on the violin. It would sound actually more brilliant, different than what you usually think from a viola, played up higher on the viola. And I play both. I play both instruments equally well. And so I brought both instruments to our first rehearsal, and I had transcribed the violin part on viola. And we all immediately liked it better on the viola. And mm-hmm. so we decided to perform. We've been playing that quite a bit this year, probably 15 or 20 times. And it's going to be his 200th anniversary of his...
Birth.
Yeah. Okay, birth this next year. So that's going to be a good project for us. So I wrote an article for Strings Magazine. And they're going to be publishing a little bit of my transcription. And I'm going to be having it published. And it's just fun because we get to go to concerts. And I play first half on violin, second half on viola. And it's just, it's a great, big, romantic, beautiful piece. And the only piece I can play by Chopin.
Well, right, because he wrote so little chamber music.
Yeah, Jason has a couple pieces for cello, but this is the only thing for violin or viola. So it's like learning, learning a whole new composer, a whole new way of playing.
Now, you've also brought to light a fascinating piece by Richard Strauss. And you're describing it, Jason, in terms of a melody that could be right from the repertory of Elvis. And
yeah.
Those are two names that I have never said in the same sentence before.
Strauss and Elvis.
How does that play out?
Yeah. It's an... There's Richard Strauss wrote some chamber music as a teenager. And we just recorded a Naxos disc with that chamber music. There are two piano trios and five pieces for piano quartet. And today we brought one called Liebeslieder. And... let me see. It's got that kind of appeal, melodic appeal. With there's a simplicity and a warmth and a directness that is, and a charm that that you could almost equate to a pop song or a street song or something, you know. And it's kind of got that timeless appeal.
All right, sort of a little love song that would be from Richard Strauss. Let's hear how it sounds with the Amelia Trio playing. You don't hear Richard Strauss sounding like that very often.
He wrote that as a teenager, so he must have been in one of those kind of romantic, sweet moods that teenage boys sometimes have.
And that was the Amelia Trio playing. It's
Liebeslieder.
Yeah, a little love song would be a rough translation there of that work, which is what's four kind of movements that you can play in any order, is that what you said?
Yeah, five separate pieces, and I think they were, some were composed as pairs and some were composed at different times, but kind of a set, considered a set now.
Well, you certainly are versatile in the things that you, that is to say, the Amelia Trio plays, ranging from a healthy dose of Haydn right on up to Mr. Piazzolla. Who is must be a lot of fun to play a tango every now and then.
Yeah, it is.
Well, here's one. Nice little, I don't know what you even call that at the end, that kind of flair.
That's a naughty violinist.
Oh, it's just a little something.
I call it a lick, but that's not quite right. That was the work of Astor Piazzolla, his Liber Tango, with the Amelia Piano Trio, who has been with us during this half hour of the midday.
They will be appearing tomorrow, actually, for a free family concert at the Thrasher Opera House at 1:30 in the afternoon, and that sounds like it'll be a little bit of fun. What's the name of that program?
Oh, that's A Hair Affair, I believe.
A Hair Affair.
A Hair Affair. That's free for families. And then Friday evening, the Amelia Piano Trio is appearing at 7:30 at the Thrasher Opera House, and that program includes a reprise of the Henry Cowell piece that inaugurated the Green Lake Festival of Music.
That's
30
right.
years ago. The festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year.
Right. And I'm 36, so I must have been 6 years old when I heard that. But I remember that piece, and I remember it very, very clearly, played by the Mirror Court Trio, which is just a beautiful trio. And I grew up spending summers on the lake, and I would study with a violinist, and my oldest sister would study with the violinist, and my other sister would study with the cellist. And for the last 6 years, I've been on faculty at the Hart School of Music with Terry King, who is the cellist of the Mirror Court Trio. And we began playing this really interesting little Cowell trio about a year ago. So I came up to him in the hall, and I was like, I remember when you guys played that, your first summer there. And I remember it really clearly. And it turned out it was a world premiere. And it's a short little piece, probably 9 minutes in length. And it's called Four Combinations for Three Instruments. And it what struck me, I think, when I was little was that Cowell takes the trio apart, making three duets, violin, cello, violin, piano. Which one did I just not say? Cello, piano. And then the last movement is the trio finally all together. And Cowell was very experimental, very romantic. I think the teacher of Lou Harrison, Gershwin.
And John Cage.
John Cage.
I studied with him a bit.
So, I mean, this is a fascinating, really accessible, but very different piece that made a big impression on me when I was little. So we're glad to bring that back to
Green Lake.
That's
on the program. And also, we have music of Brahms with Matt Michalik playing
the
viola.
Matt Michalik's a beautiful Wisconsin-based violist. He is... he's handsome and tall. No, I don't mean beautiful like that. But anyway, he teaches at the Lawrence Conservatory, where I actually taught for 1 year, and he has been a supporter of the festival for many years and has appeared on the series there. And he's got a great tone and very enjoyable to play with. And so we're going to be playing. That's also a gypsy-inspired piece. The last movement is that crazy gypsy thing. So we're going to have the gypsy.
The second half is gypsy, the Haydn.
Yeah, the Haydn gypsy, and also the Brahms Alla Zingarese. So that's going to be a fun concert.
That's Friday night at 7:30 at the Thrasher Opera House. And also on this 30th anniversary concert season for the Green Lake Festival of Music, Matt Heimowitz will be there. And that's a week from Saturday, and our own Laurie Skelton will be narrating some Shakespeare for that particular program.
There is quite a bit going
That's
on
right.
in your neighborhood.
Wisconsin Public Radio is sponsoring the Green Lake Festival of Music this year for their 30th anniversary. And you can find information about the festival at greenlakefestival.org. And you can find information about the Amelia Piano Trio at ameliapianotrio.com.
Yep.
Well, thank you both very much for coming.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having us.